The OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live sports with the Now TV Sky Sports and Sports Extra Day or Month Pass. Your sport on your terms.
Good morning, it's Monday the 10th of August. I'm Shane Hannan and this is the OTB Brief, your one-stop shop for all of your morning's sporting headlines. We'll kick off with golf this morning. American Colin Morikawa shot a final round of 64 to win the US PGA Championship in San Francisco last night. The 23-year-old, playing in just his second major, finished up on 13 under par, two clear of Dustin Johnson and Paul Casey. Rory McIlroy ended up on 2 under, while Shane Lowry finished 3 over par. Manchester United will be looking to book their place in the Europa League semi-finals tonight. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side take on FC Copenhagen in their quarter-final in Cologne. Due to the impact of COVID, the ties in the closing stages of the tournament will be single-leg games held behind closed doors at venues across Germany. Elsewhere, Inter Milan play Bayer Leverkusen in their last day at tie. Both of those matches kick off at 8 p.m. The draw for the first qualifying round of the 2020-2021 Europa League will take place at 11 a.m. Bohemians, Shamrock Rovers and Derry City will all learn their opponents. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers stretched their lead in the Electricity League to 6 points after they beat Derry City 2-1. This evening, Finn Harps host St Pat's in the FAI Cup. Kick-off at Ballybuffet is at 7:45. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic drew 1-1 with Kilmarnock, while Rangers beat St Mirren by 3-0. Two positive coronavirus cases have been confirmed at Atletico Madrid. The club's first team players and staff were tested ahead of their journey to Lisbon for this week's Champions League quarter-final. That's with Red Bull Leipzig. Atletico say the two individuals are now self-isolating, while the rest of the travelling party will be retested. It's not clear if the two individuals are players or members of staff. The quarterfinals of the World Snooker Championship get underway at 10 a.m. this morning. The first matches of the day see defending champion Judd Trump face Kyron Wilson, while former Crucible Kings Neil Robertson and Mark Selby also square off. The other two quarterfinals start from 2:30. Five-time champion Ronnie O'Sullivan came through his second round tie with Ding Junhui 13-10 last night. He had some interesting comments about the lower-ranked players on tour when asked afterwards if he's surprised he's still playing to such a high level.
Probably if you ask me then, no. But then when you look at the standard of play, then I'd say, yeah, you know, because like I said, you know, even people like me and John and Mark, you know, if you look at the younger players coming through, then they're not that good really, do you know what I mean? And most of them are like, you know, wouldn't even make... They'd probably do well as half-decent amateurs, do you know what I'm saying? Well, not even amateurs, I mean, they're so bad that, you know, a lot of them that you see now, you just think, Kai, I've probably got to lose an arm and a leg to sort of fall outside the top 50, do you know what I mean? So that's really sort of why we're kind of hovering still around, because of the, of just how poor it is down that end, you know?
It's not that bad. Well, anyway, thanks, Ronnie.
A reminder that you're listening to the OTB Brief with Now TV. Watch Sky Sports on the Now TV Sky Sports Pass and watch BT Sport and Premier Sports on the Sports Extra Pass. Finally, some brilliant strategy from Red Bull helped Max Verstappen win Formula One's 70th anniversary Grand Prix. That was at Silverstone yesterday. Lewis Hamilton was second for Mercedes to extend his championship lead over his teammate Valtteri Bottas, who was third, but the German team struggled in the warm temperatures. Lando Norris picked up points for McLaren in ninth, while George Russell was 18th in the Williams. That's all for the OTB Brief for this Monday morning. I'm Shane Hannan. OTB AM is coming up for you from 7:30 across the usual social channels with all the reaction to a very busy weekend of sport. We'll be back tomorrow morning from the usual time of 7 a.m. here with the OTB Brief. Until then, have a great Monday.
The OTB Brief with Now TV. Watch Sky Sports on the Now TV Sky Sports Pass and watch BT Sport and Premier Sports on the Sports Extra Pass.